T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, we are eagled up. And something tells me we're going to stay that way for a bunch of months this season. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. At 11:30 today, our version of Game Ball's Bat of the Bone Award. Get to that coming up in about 10 minutes. Matter of fact, I'll give out a quick baseball game ball if I can right now. Congratulations to Albert Pujols. That was super cool over the weekend to see Albert Pujols hit his 700th home run. Only the second dude in my lifetime to get to 700 home runs in Major League Baseball. Obviously, today's a heavy Eagles day, but when a guy gets to 700 home runs, I mean, at the very least, it merits a mention. So, 4 guys now in the history of baseball. Bonds, 1, unfortunately. 2, Hank. 3, Babe. 4, Albert Pujols. Absolutely remarkable. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. A dominant performance by the Eagles yesterday to Kyle in New Jersey. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, man. How you guys doing today?
Awesome.
So I wanted to talk about 3 quick things. I'm an operator. I load trucks all day, and I saw a guy come in that's a Dallas fan, and I just wanted to talk a little smack to him. But I see the biggest thing these fans keep saying is, oh, you guys got an easy schedule. I understand the easy schedule, but just the strides and the way that this team's playing with how dominant they're being and how much we're completing passes and how much accuracy Hurts is playing with.
Well, and they're whooping people. That's the other thing. The first game was close. The last 2 games haven't been close.
Exactly. So, to me, I get it's easy, but the team looks a lot better. And Hurts, if he plays like this and keeps it up, I mean, I never wanted a QB to do as good as this guy. I mean, like I said, I was a huge Wentz fan, and after seeing just how he honestly caused at least 6 of them sacks, he holds on the ball for too long. He's never going to change, and I did feel bad for him for a while, and I wanted him to do good when he was with the Colts, but I see it's him, and it's simply that he will never change. And
no, he won't.
The last thing I wanted to say is, I don't know if you guys saw, but Michael Thomas and Landry, they're saying that their injuries possibly could be a little more serious than they thought. So I'm not, obviously I don't want anyone to get injured or anything, but I'm really hoping that draft pick keeps getting better and better.
Like, I think it's going to be a top 10 pick, Kyle. I really do. If the Saints pick is what he's talking about, for those that don't know, Eagles own the Saints pick. That's from the trade from a few months back. Saints are 1-2. They barely won that one week 1, which is a bummer they did, because otherwise they'd be 0-3. And I think that's top 10-ish. I don't think it's maybe top 5, but I think that thing's going to be a solid pick.
It's a bad look when you lose to Carolina.
It is. Might have saved Matt Rhule's job, by the way. I mean, he was getting...
I'm not sure that's savable.
Well, no, but I mean today. I mean today.
For the week being.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's go to Brian in Harrisburg right now. Hello, Brian.
Up and put it back down to where it was
wrong. Oh, no, I don't think Brian is with us. I think he's having a conversation with someone else there.
Maybe.
Yeah. And that's interesting, because, you know, you can learn some information, but then sometimes a guy will drop an F-bomb, and then you got to hit a button so it doesn't make the air, and that can be a whole mess. Let's go to Sean right now. Yo, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you today? What a great day yesterday. First of all, we were at the game. My wife got tickets on the cheap for us. So from start to finish, tailgating was amazing. And again, 70 to 75% Eagles fans at the tailgate, 70 to 75% Eagles fans on the inside and we just kind of roamed around the stadium. It was a tremendous atmosphere.
Sean, I want to ask you a question, because when I was young, I remember in the 80s, that's when I grew up, in the early 90s, Washington had a great team. I mean, they were great. Won three titles, the whole deal. Give me a little enjoyment here. Tell me about the faces of Washington fans in the third and fourth quarter. I mean, they have to feel nothing but hopelessness. It's been 30 years for them.
Yeah, and as you look around, as you pan around the stadium, there was really only one section that was dominated by burgundy. The rest of it was Eagles. I mean, I'm telling you, the stadium's horrible. We even saw it. It was leaking sewage in different places. The concession staff, they were thanking us for coming to the game and basically taking over their stadium, because their fans are horrible, and they just don't show up to the game. But my favorite part was the defense. I'm a defensive guy anyway. But just watching them plaster Wentz was just – it was worth every cent of the day. It was a tremendous day. And I really think Wentz, there was three things in my mind that had led to this guy's downfall, and you guys have probably talked about it to your blue in the face. But that ACL, full success, and the drafting of Hurts, this guy just has not been able to overcome, because he is just such a weak-minded individual. So I actually felt sorry more for the Commander fans than I did for Wentz because of what they had to go through yesterday. But a great day for the Eagles.
All right, Sean, appreciate the phone call. John, could you imagine being a Washington fan? I mean, it's 30 years. James, it's been 30 years.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And
30!
Until the owner's gone, there's no end in sight.
No! Yeah.
You know?
Like, I mean, you bring
no
in,
easy
yes,
end.
They brought in Ron Rivera, supposed to be, and I think he is a good coach. They brought in Joe Gibbs! They brought Joe Gibbs back! They brought in Mike Shanahan! I mean, they all lose! Gibbs got to the playoffs, I think, 2 out of 4 years, but did not win a playoff game. Or he might have won one playoff game, but they didn't go anywhere. They just stink. And it helps the Eagles. It really, really, really does help the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the division, what helps the Eagles more tonight? The 2-0 Giants to beat the 1-1 Cowboys, or the 1-1 Cowboys to beat the 2-0 Giants? What's your gut feeling on that, John?
I think for the Giants to win, I'd like to see the Cowboys dug into a deeper hole.
I agree. Because it's hard to take the Giants serious.
Yeah, I know that they haven't lost yet, but they don't feel like they're a real threat.
I agree.
Whereas the Cowboys
maybe
could be a threat.
I sum it up. I assess it exactly as you do. Brian in Harrisburg. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Long time listener. First time caller. I was at the game yesterday. You're welcome. I was at the game yesterday at FedEx with a buddy of mine who's a Redskins fan, and my son is an Eagles fan, my brother-in-law, and that stadium was 65% to 70% Eagle fans. I thought I was at a home game at the Link, not FedEx.
Yeah. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was the defense. I was listening to Merle on my earphones call all the sacks, and the Redskin fans did not know what to do with themselves. And I was sitting in the club level when we sang the fight song. It was just Carson this, Carson that. And the Redskins fans didn't know what to do with themselves.
Did you guys sing Hail to the Eagles yesterday?
What's that?
Did you sing Hail to the Eagles yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Did you really?
It was awesome.
I just thought of that off the top of my head. Not the Eagles fight song. Did you sing Hail to the Eagles yesterday? Not Hail to the Redskins, Hail to the Eagles.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Good work by you, dude.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, it was just awesome. It just seemed like a home game. I mean, I loved all the sacks. Carson looked like a deer in headlights for all the years I watched him play in Philly. It was the same Carson, the short passes, the hold on to the ball. It was the same Carson. I was telling the fans, I'm like, guys, you need to start Henneke because Carson is done.
Yeah, they probably should. They probably should sometime soon. They probably will. Brian, appreciate the call.
John, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine what that film room is like today
in Washington. Oh my God!
That offensive meeting room. If they're watching it as a unit, you know, the offensive line. Yes, they are culpable. They did not do a good job, but they're directing most of the blame. They must be at their new shiny quarterback.
Yeah, who makes a lot of money, by the way.
And so, yeah, and so when that happens week after week after week, you've got these guys who are like, man, I'm a good football player. All I need is just put the ball in my hands. There were some throws he made yesterday when he was not pressured that, I mean, remember the one that was 5 yards out of bounds?
Yeah, it was crazy.
He was.
Yeah, I do.
I don't understand. They will not be understanding. And you're going to have mutiny on your hands unless they start tailing.
And they have pretty good receivers, John.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're really talented receivers. They built this team around him. Like, hey, we're going to get this passing game going.
Yeah.
Big arm Carson Wentz. It's so exciting. No, it's not. Not until you get someone in there who actually knows what he's doing.
So I'll tell you what I thought was incredibly embarrassing for Washington yesterday. And Carson specifically, because, you know, we focus a lot on the sacks and the inaccurate passes and all that. But in the third and fourth quarter, when he was then starting to complete passes, and they were all for 5 yards, I mean, they were down a ton of points.
I can't believe
there wasn't much time. And it was like raising the white flag. Like, he did not try to throw the ball down the field in those final 10 minutes when the only way they could possibly get back into it, they're going to have to score like 3 times or 4 times, whatever the math was.
Yeah.
But how do you not push the ball? I mean, that was like surrender.
Well, I can't believe after the game, you know, when he's talking about how, you know, I got to do better.
Yeah.
You know, that familiar refrain when he said, yeah, you know, second half, it got a little better. But it really didn't.
No, it didn't.
It wasn't significantly better. No. You're still doing the same old stuff. You ended up, man, 9 sacks. That is such a blemish on any quarterback. Yeah. And, you know, look at the ratings when it's all said and done. A 71 rating compared to a 123.5.
Well, the 71 was a gift because it was all those 6-yard completions actually added up to 100.
But that's the thing.
I was like 21 yards passing in the first half.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Negative
guys,
16 net.
Right.
I wonder if he really does take solace in the fact that, like, he felt like he did something in the second half. What he did yesterday, what he did above all else, was give that team no chance to win.
I agree.
The entire time.
John.
And these players, they are not stupid.
Yeah.
They're watching the same stuff, and now they're rewatching it. And it's being scrutinized. Rewind, rewind, rewind. Everyone in that offense now knows for a fact that Carson Wentz can't cut it.
Well, let me ask you this. You know Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's going to have to do the hard thing here and you know, confer with, I guess, Daniel Snyder. How much does he like Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the Daniel Snyder inner circle. Thank God.
You'd assume that, well, we know that Jim Irsay hated him.
Yeah, he did.
I wonder how Daniel Snyder feels about Carson Wentz, because really that's the only thing that can save him at this point. If Daniel Snyder says, I'm paying him, he's staying in. That's the only reason he's going to be on the field.
It's incredible. All right, let's do what we do every single Monday at this time. After a win, our version of Game Balls, as today we do what we do when we do the Band of the Bone Award. I swear to God, I couldn't remember what it was called.
I could tell. I saw you looking around.
Now, you know why I was thinking Inside the Game? I'm like, what is going on here? This ain't Inside the Game. That's tomorrow. This is the Band of the Bone Award. Who's this, George Thorogood?
Yes.
Thank you, George Thorogood. All right, John Rich, you always get first crack as we go with Game Balls. Bat of the Bone Award, what do you got?
I just have to go Chalk. He is the reason that this offense functions at such a high level. And, you know, yesterday there were those who were a little bit down because of the lack of scoring in the second half, but Jalen Hurts is still doing everything right out there. And his attitude, his focus, it is pervasive.
Haven't played to the standard yet, John.
The rest of the – yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone's saying after the game. Hey, we need to get better. It's great when you come out of a game and you've been that dominant that everyone is focused on improvement. And it's because of this guy. He is truly a leader, and now we know how good – man, if he continues to improve – Think about that.
Well, and he probably will.
I expect it.
Yeah, I mean, he's so young. He probably will.
He's 24 years old,
I didn't see this coming at all. I am so impressed with Jalen Hurts. Seltzer, Bat of the Bone Award. Who's the game ball go to?
Yeah, I'll give it to a group. All we wanted to do was see Carson Wentz get knocked on his butt. We get to see it 9 times. The defensive line just did an awesome game. Like, completely dominated that football game.
Yeah.
We've talked so much about the pass rush. They certainly showed up, all those guys.
So I always go third here, and then John and James always take a lot of big media answers.
Still got a pretty easy.
I do.
I'll say this. Sub-game ball to Eagles fans. Sub-game ball to Eagles coaches. Both the coaches and the fans did a great job. But you know what? DeVonta Smith yesterday not only helped the Eagles win the game in a big way, he helped give life to the dream that the Eagles do have a shot to win a second Super Bowl here, with the idea that it's not just A.J. Brown and DeVonta's, yeah, he's okay. He's pretty good. Like, no, he might be great. He was exceptional yesterday. John, I don't say this to dog you. I know that out of year one, you know, you were a little bit of a skeptic of DeVonta, not as a solid player, but as a really good player. And he is showing us in the early stages of this season. Look, I think back to the late 80s, the Eagles at one point had Mike Quick and Chris Carter together. And it was like the end of Quick and it was the beginning of Chris Carter. But you knew, like, wow, Mike Quick and Chris Carter. That's what this is starting to feel like to me. I mean, and we have not had that here in the last 30 years. To all due respect to Deshaun and Jeremy Maclin, who were a nice tandem. They were a very nice tandem. They were both above average. But Maclin wasn't good enough to say it was a dominant group. He wasn't. He was good, but he wasn't good enough. And there were some injuries in some of those years also. And then obviously you think like T.O. and Pinkston. Okay, T.O.'s all world. He's one of the best ever. Pinkston, there was a huge drop-off. When you think about combos, right? And you think about combos at receiver, this is the best combination, A.J. Brown and DeVonta Smith, the best combination that the Eagles have had at wide receiver. And Fred Barnett and Calvin Williams had a nice run also. This is different. Best combo they've had since Mike Quick and Chris Carter. It's awesome.
I think you can take it even farther than that. We've got four receivers that are really good. And Quez did nothing on the stat sheet yesterday, but he does he's super fast, and he is a threat, and he will stretch things. That's a big plus. And then you got Zach Pascal, who is, you know, like, he's like Rambo out there.
He's
a badass.
He is.
Just throwing people around, locking on and refusing to quit. And he got, you know, some catches yesterday, short stuff, but you know, he can be depended upon to catch some critical passes, red zone type stuff moving forward. We've got four really solid receivers. We've got two who are, you know, Pro Bowl level.
Yeah.
Potentially.
DeVonta's got a shot.
Yeah. Potentially all pro for AJ. And it's great for our quarterback. It makes him better. He makes them better. It's all working.
You know what helps also? Just little cherry on top for me as a fan. They all seem like good dudes.
Yeah.
They really don't they, James? They seem like a nice group of guys?
That's something I always say about 2017 is we're so lucky that the first group that won us a Super Bowl is actually a group of like awesome guys that we're happy to root for.
Right.
I'm totally with you. It feels like that again.
Pretty cool.
It feels
cool.
Like a really great locker room.
215-592-9494. The 3-0 start coming up. What Nick Sirianni had to say after the game yesterday on the 3-0 start and his mindset. His message to the team, you'll hear that next. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app I recommend. You got college football, pro football, bet the birds every week. Looking ahead to Sunday, we're 6.5-point favorites hosting our former head coach and a much-improved Jacksonville team. You can also bet Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia, all your favorite college teams. And with live in-game betting, you can bet on the action as it happens. Download from the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. And new users, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. sportsbook, and casino all in one amazing app and bet more than the score. Bet player performances too, like who scores touchdowns, the yardage, and so much more. The BetPark Sportsbook and Casino app where odds, slots, bets, and games all come together right in your pocket. Join me with BetParks right now. Today is your lucky day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.